now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I think you're going to enjoy today's program. We're going to be talking about stress and about why we humans have so many problems. And let me see if I can put this in perspective for you. If you look at your typical animal, chip, squirrel, raccoon, they don't have any they don't have mental problems. They occasionally encounter things in the world that are stressful, but they quickly respond, adapt, and they're okay. But we humans, we seem to develop all manner of emotional problems, psychological problems, mental problems, relationship problems. Now, why is that? In other words, I'm trying to make to draw your attention to something that is so obvious. You know, it's like hidden in plain sight, and that is that an animal is perfectly normal. A chipmunk does what a chipmunk does, gathers, you know, nuts for winter and so on. A cat will run through the meadow and catch a mouse. A dog will bark, and you know what I mean. Their behaviors are normal, and then whatever they encounter, they react to it quite properly, and then they're okay again. Now, occasionally, some of you will say, "Well, how about the experiments where they, you know, did this or that?" Well, those are the experiments are actually abnormal or unusual circumstances designed by the hand of man. Designed by the hand of man, you know, locking a mouse in a cage and, you know, shocking it with electricity before it gets to eat, and, you know, that sort of thing. Those are experiments, artificial experiments designed by the hand of man. So if animals are normal, if they encounter stresses and quickly recover, and if bizarre things that cause them a lot of problems are designed by the hand of man, let us see if that might not apply to human beings. Shouldn't it be that humans are perfectly happy, healthy, whole, full of zest and joy? And shouldn't humans be able to cope with any little exigencies that life throws their way, which they may find unpleasant, but can deal with and then recover and be back to being perfectly normal, happy, healthy, full of joy and zest, etc. again? Of course we should be that way. That's the way we are supposed to be. That's the way we were made to be, just like animals. And could it be that the fact that people become problem-ridden, could it be the hand of man? Could it be that the things that are done to them are bizarre, cruel, vicious, mean, hateful, confusing, unfair, unjust, and that those unfair, unjust, confusing, cruel, mean, hateful things that are done to them, they don't know how to respond to those properly, and then it causes them to develop problems. I think that's exactly the way it is. So I say that the perfect model, if you want to see what a human being is supposed to be like, just look at the average little child, a little 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old child, and you will see a being, a little human being, filled with love, filled with joy, bright, learn at lightning speed, see, and full of love. And something is done to them that causes them to change and to develop all the problems that they have. I shall be right back. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I hope you're enjoying today's program. My name is Roland Trujillo. I've been on the air now for, I've been on the air for over 20 years. I've written several books. And I am becoming an expert on stress. Now let's talk about why humans develop all the problems that they do. I began by saying that we ought to be perfectly well adapted is what I was going to say. Perfectly well adjusted. But what happens is that we encounter people who are, we encounter possessed people. We encounter people who are willful and hateful and who have something in them that is not their will. See, a will operating through them that has caused them to become the way they are. See? And then, not wanting to see the way they are, they shut down their awareness. And they take drugs or drink or smoke or distract themselves or make excuses or, see what I mean, for what they are. And then they inflict unfairnesses, injustices, cruelties, pressures upon the children. Now, I use the word adapt. You see, what happens then is the children are forced to adapt. See, we are forced to adapt to the confusion, the cruelty, the wickedness, the phoniness, see, the disgustingness, the lack of love. We have to adapt to the lack of love in authorities, see, around us, in our parents, in our teachers, in various authorities that we encounter, babysitters and, see, even older brothers and sisters who have already been emotionalized and damaged. And so we do adapt, but when we adapt, then we become we become deformed and twisted by our having adapted. Now, we adapt, and one adaption is simply to withdraw, to just withdraw from confusing cruelty. I saw a very interesting thing. There was a very nice man named Dr. Loren Mosher. He died not too long ago. Dr. Loren Mosher. And many years ago, he had something called Soteria, the Soteria House. They got people that had schizophrenia, whatever that is, put them, they were in there. And then they had a control group, and they had one group that was that received neuroleptic, antipsychotic drugs, and the other group that didn't. And lo and behold, the group that didn't receive the drugs did better, and 2 years later they did better in the follow-up study. They were doing better. But anyway, Dr. Mosher said that two things in his studies and his counseling of such people, he found two things that seemed to stand out about their childhood. Number one was that their parents were confusing. Their parents, you couldn't figure out what their parents were trying to make. They were like all over the map. You couldn't pin them down or tie them down. They didn't get to a point. They were confusing, in other words. And another thing that he noticed was that the family was often critical or hypercritical of the child who would later develop the symptoms that we call schizophrenia. But you see that if a person is raised in an environment of cruelty, of confusion, of downright wickedness, then they adapt one way or another to that. And in that adaption, they become then, they themselves are unable to function properly because of that adaptation. Now, here's what I would like to say. I'd like to fast forward to the bottom line. And the bottom line is this. We humans were created in the image and likeness of God. And we are his closest relative. We are created in his image and likeness. And we have a faculty called intuition. We have a faculty called intuition. In other words, our soul is able to perceive in a wordless way. We're able to see things wordlessly. We're able to know things. You know how you can look at someone who's being mean and you just see that they're being mean? Or when you were a little child, you saw somebody who was being unfair. You just saw that they were unfair. You just knew it wordlessly because you have intuition. And I say that this faculty of intuition, our soul can, well, we can know what we need to know to become what we were meant to be through intuition. In other words, just as animals were given instinct by God, God gave animals instinct so that they could function as they were intended to, so that a cat could function like he was supposed to, and a dog like it was supposed to, and a chipmunk like it was supposed to. You see, he gave each of them intuition, but he gave humans something far, far, far more, far higher. And it is called intuition. See, we don't have instinct, we have intuition. And by intuition, we can kind of find our way day by day, moment by moment. See, moment by moment. You do something, then you do the next thing. And here comes a little situation, you're not quite sure what to do, you kind of watch, you check with your intuition, because you want to do what's right. You don't do what's wrong, but you don't know exactly what the right thing to do would be, but you just kind of watch, and then you just sort of intuitively move in a certain direction, and it turns out right. And other times your intuition kind of holds you back to not go through a certain door or do something, and you don't know why. Something's holding you back, but it just does. Well, that's your intuition. Follow your intuition, you become Mozart. You become an Einstein, a Madame Curie, see, a George Washington, a Moses, a Paul, a David. See, that's what you become. Follow your intuition. And then you have no conflict. See, when you become Einstein, see, you don't have any conflict. You become Mozart, you become George Washington, no conflict. See how beautiful that is? Because you are what you were meant to be. And you're doing it properly, as the good Lord intended, not ambitiously, but you're just moment by moment. See how beautiful that is? All right, so now the question is, how are you going to refine that? How do you refine that? Well, I'll give you some hints in just a moment. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Roland. The program is, well, I call it the Ask Roland Show, and I'm giving you some very, 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 very important information here. You see how simple life can be. You see how simple it's supposed to be, just like a little child. If you see a little child, you know, they rush one place and they play with something for a little while, then they put it down, they go to something else, all day long they're moving from one thing to the other, they're learning at lightning speed. See, they learn how to walk and talk and do all these things within a very short amount of time, and they're brilliant, and they're full of life and full of love. See, perfect, they live perfectly natural, spontaneous, effortless life. And at the end of the day, well, they're tired after having played and learned all day long, and playing is learning. Playing is learning for the child. And then they fall asleep and they have innocent sleep, beautiful innocent sleep, because they don't have any conflict. See? All right. But what happens is, Well, you often have these ogres. Do any of you remember a movie called Dark Crystal? I think it was made, I don't know, maybe 25 years ago. I haven't heard about it for years and years, so it's probably not a movie that people watch much anymore, I suppose. But it was a delightful movie. It was about this nice little innocent person that somehow entered into a land of horrible, awful, vulture-like ogres. And he was very sweet and innocent and good, and they were ugly and awful and mean. And then he met a little person just like himself, a little girl, I think. And then the two of them, they somehow managed to navigate this horrible world and had a happy ending. But you see, that's pretty much the way it is in life. So before long, the child is not allowed to be spontaneous. You know, it's like, shh, or shut up, or keep quiet, sit still. See? Or the child asks questions. Don't ask so many questions. The child goes to school, and the child wants to play with, it's hard to sit still, doing virtually nothing for hours at a time. Starts fidgeting. Well, the child is accused of not paying attention. See? So they start to pressure the child, and the child, you know, tries to defend itself. So then the child is said to have, what, oppositional disorder. See? One thing leads to another. But the other thing is the child encounters cruelty, meanness. And eventually, and the child becomes emotionalized and upset. Child starts to cry. See, become upset. More meanness, more cruelty from a parent, from older brother, sister, you know, other kids from rotten homes that are cruel and push the child down and steal her lunch money and make fun of her. See, and the child encounters tease. The child is sent into an environment like a preschool or something where a child has to sit around with 20 or 30 or 40 kids from who knows what kind of homes. So a child is put into this group setting where it's like a world of a jungle. See, it's very, and there's a lot of tease, cruelty. Child goes to school, there's tease, pressure, gang pressure, drug pressure. And there's pressure to study, pressure to perform, pressure to do well on tests, pressure, pressure, pressure. See? And the child becomes resentful, angry and resentful, because of all this pressure. They won't let him be himself. They won't let her be herself. He becomes angry and resentful. I'll be right back after this important message. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, it would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Well, you ought to go to my website, CoachRoland.com, CoachRoland.com, or any of my blogs, and you can find your way around. You'll find what I have, the books that I've written, the articles that I've published, the blog posts that I have on many topics, on emotions, on intuition, on anger management, on relationships, on all these things. Now, and basically I've described what happens to everyone. They're not allowed to be themselves. They're emotionalized, they become angry and resentful. Now here's the problem. Here's the problem. We humans, remember I said we're created in the image and likeness of God, and we were meant to be a very noble and a very intuitive human being. And what would be the atmosphere for this noble human being, for our soul? What would be the atmosphere? It would be an inner atmosphere of truth and love. See, we need truth and we need love. And if we stayed very close to our intuition, we loved what was right, we stayed very close to our intuition and moved very delicately, then we would remain a friend of intuition, and we would be very close to truth and very close to love. But when we become resentful, when we become hateful and resentful because of people that are mean to us and cruel to us and don't guide us properly, and they aren't there for us, our Father isn't there for us, then we become resentful and hateful. And when we become resentful, we fall away from love. We fall away from that inner environment, of love. In a sense, we fall away from God. Now, He's still always there, and we can get back. Now, here's the important point that I want to make, and that is that since we encounter people that are confusing, people who themselves have been destroyed and damaged by the authorities before them, and they had been destroyed by the authorities before them. You see how that works? So when you see that they were victims too, your parents were victims, your teachers were victims. Once upon a time they were little children too, sweet little children, happy-go-lucky and carefree and innocent and sweet, and then somebody did something awful to them. And they fell away from their inner ground of love and truth. And then they turned around and did to others what was done to them. So when you see that, then you won't hate them. And when you don't hate them anymore, in other words, it's called forgiveness. You just don't hate them anymore. For whatever they did to you, however they failed you, you don't hate them anymore. Well, then you start to become restored once again to your inner ground of good. Now, the healing. You can become the You can still become the Moses, you can still become the David, the Madame Curie, the Ruth. See? All you need to do is to be restored to your intuition. That's what you need, is to be restored to your intuition. I'll be back. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed today's discussion. And I encourage you to go to coachroland.com, visit some of my blogs, and find out about what we have. We have a wonderful meditation. You know, if you were to listen to my meditation, begin to practice it, and you got our meditation booklet and downloaded my book about stress, which is free, and read some of my blog posts and so on, you'd very quickly get up to speed on where I'm coming from. And you might become restored to your intuition, and life could become beautiful, and life could become sweet, and you can recover from your afflictions and from your traumas. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.